Hey, it's John. Before we get started with the episode, I want to give a shout out to my latest donors, Chris Ruggia of Alpine, Texas, and Robin Shank of Mandeville, Louisiana. The money these guys have donated goes straight into my travel fund to attend the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance in Austin next month. In case you thought I was getting some big corporate bucks somehow, let me assure you that Soundacious is entirely listener-supported. And if you want to join the noble ranks of my patrons, you can go to thats.soundacious.com and click on Make a Donation. You can either drop a one-time tip in the bucket or set up a regular donation of a few bucks every week or 2 weeks or month. You'll barely notice it's gone from your wallet, but it will make a big difference in the quality of shows I can make for you in the future. Thanks again, Chris and Robin. You're in line to receive some promotional doodads as soon as I can afford to make them. All right, enough begging. Let's get started.
One, two, three.
Welcome to episode 6 of That's Soundacious, a guided tour through the world of independent folk music. I'm John Voorhees, and this week I'm putting my feet up at the Camp Stupid Song Circle at the Kerrville Folk Festival. We'll hear from lots of great players, and we'll sit down with Ken Gaines and try to figure out what folk music even is. Here's a hint, it depends on who you ask.
Soundacious. It's the That's Soundacious theme song.
Episode 6, I'm with Stupid. We've spent the past 2 episodes of this show soaking up a single musician's point of view on the secret of life. And if you somehow missed our epic interview with David Wilcox, it's immortalized forever in episodes 4 and 5. But it's time to pull the zoom lens out a bit. I recorded that talk this year at the Kerrville Folk Festival, under the red and white canopy of Camp Stupid. If that seems like a silly name for a camp, well, it is. But it's surrounded by outposts with names like Camp Duct Tape, Camp Synchronicity, Camp Yeah Baby La, Camp Latter Day Aints, and Camp Shut Up and Play the Blues. So it's all a matter of context. We've heard from Ken Gaines before, back in episode 1. He's one of the ringleaders of the Camp Stupid experience, and he gave me some background on where the stupid name came from. Actually, my wife, Tanya Voorhees, was the one who asked the question.
How did Camp Stupid start?
I'm not an original stupidian, so this is my version of it, but initially, there were a group of people who were camping together. They went over under the trees there, and just didn't quite fit in to the group that was there, and they decided we're going to move somewhere else. And by that time, there wasn't any places with shade, so they came out in the meadow area where all these trees weren't then, out in the grueling sun, and set up, and it was a stupid place to camp. But they did it.
And there are many variations on that history. The Stupidians also have a t-shirt that says, I'm going back to camp, stupid. And then there's the version I was told when I first came to the Kerrville Folk Festival, which was that the camp was founded by a group of literal rocket scientists who named the camp ironically. That, as it turns out, was a bold-faced lie that I completely bought into and told all my family and friends. So, good job, whoever it was that came up with that one. Camp Stupid certainly isn't the only place you can hear great music at Kerrville. It happens to be where I hunkered down this year, and it generally has a high-quality song circle experience every night after the main stage musicians finish their sets. As you make your way from the stage area back through the many trailers and tents on the campground, you're bound to hear some pretty remarkable things.
Just a hard way.
I just caught that out on the periphery of one of the other song circles going on. I didn't get a chance to find out who any of the players or singers were. The song, though, is Angel from Montgomery by John Prine. But it's interesting to see what happens to a well-established song circle when you put a microphone in the middle of it. In quantum physics, it's an established fact that you can't observe anything without affecting the results, and that definitely happened here. Mr. Gary Sapone from Houston is one of the regulars at Camp Stupid, and I think he's got a few things he'd like to tell you after he gets his accordion out of his case.
I want to say a couple things here. A little background information for anyone who might happen to be listening on the podcast. This is 40 years of Kerrville. We're going to have some fun. It only makes 31 for me. I've been here 40 years. But I also want to say that Joanne over there that played a song a little while ago that I think is going to make the cut, and I think this one's going to make it too, inspired me, and you might cuss her for this, but she inspired me to buy a big accordion. I wrote a song called God, He Don't Pay No Rent on a small accordion, and I kind of had a Cajun feel. And it was a special moment for me writing that song. I just kind of sat down and wrote it. And then I ran into Joanne out in the field, and she had a 120 button accordion. And I kind of dug it. What I really kind of liked was the bass runs on it. Let me find my C note here and I'll. The bass runs on it. I like that bass stuff on the accordion. Anyway, this is the first song I wrote. It was actually on a kid's accordion. And that kid's accordion is hanging right now in the woman's shower right here in Kerrville, Texas, on the Quiet Valley Ranch. And I got a title in it. It says, God, He Don't Pay No Rent. And this is the song. God, He don't pay no rent. He don't use no phone. All his messages are here on sin.
Joanne to take it away.
say, Joanne, get me and her have some fun. But she's a doggone responsible one for me getting this 120 button accordion. I know you might cuss her out, yeah, one or two times, but I'm making this all shit up and I make sure it rhymes, yeah, I get Joanne. She's responsible for this mess right here. We're gonna get back to the song. I say God. Well, he's all good. But that's when you count right up. Do the best that you could. Back to the floor. I said, no, God loves you. You got to do the best that you can. Not a five. But if you screw up, well, God understands. That's usually an F word, but not tonight. You screw up, God understands.
The Joanne Gary was talking about at the beginning there is Joanna Howerton, and she joined Bill Oliver in episode 3, playing along with the Atchafalaya Shuffle on her accordion. I promise, Gary, I'll play Joanna's song in a future episode. The accordion is certainly a traditional folk instrument, but one doesn't really tend to think of it alongside the better-known singer-songwriters around, and this brings up one of my favorite topics.
Which is, this is the Kerrville Folk Festival. Mm-hmm. What the heck is folk music? What is it?
It's a term that has stuck around because, I mean, back when I was listening to traditional folk music during the 60s folk scare, that was folk music.
Folk scare.
But out of that came, you know, writers.
Yeah.
There were people who were writing that, and they were learning traditional songs as well. But out of that came writers like Judy Collins that we heard. Mm-hmm. Tonight, and Dylan, and Joni Mitchell, and Judy did Cohen songs, and mm-hmm. people like that. So out of that came these people who were writers as well, and they used those folk traditions to begin with. Mm-hmm. And you know, our rock music is the same way. It's basically folk with a beat. And watching that evolve, people have tried to come up with new terms to, like, singer-songwriter, Americana. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean anything to anybody.
I bring this up also, when I was in college, it was kind of an odd setup, but even as a bachelor degree, I ended up writing a thesis, and I wrote it about folk music, and the fact that I was perceiving what, at the time, was a little bit of a folk revival. Uh-huh. In popular music, and in fact, that went away, and now we're in seemingly another one.
Yeah.
That, you know, at the time it was Tracy Chapman and Suzanne Vega, and these days it's the Fleet Foxes and Iron and Wine and the Decemberists. And, you know, this is, it's a very different sound, but, you know, they kind of insist on calling it folk. Yeah. And it works as folk. It's got that.
They draw on the same roots and the same sensibilities.
Right.
And it's
right.
a non pretentious music. It's a music of the people. Like, folk art is art of the people. It's not overly produced. It's not overly... There's just something simple and basic about it, and in that, there is complexity. I'm not saying it's not
sure.
complex.
Yeah, at the same time, you can sit anywhere with
exactly.
an acoustic instrument and pull it off.
It's
I
very
love
grassroots.
That.
It's very people-oriented.
Yes.
The portability of it, the fact that it can more or less spring up anywhere,
right.
is very, very much a part of it, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in the process of doing the thesis, one of the things that I came across was the fact that generally when you're talking academically about folk music, there's a very specific definition, and it is way more hidebound than most people think of folk music.
Sure.
It's specifically, you know, it's oral tradition. It must be oral tradition. It helps if you don't know who wrote the song. That's folk. Folk is music that has risen from the people, vox populi, you know, up swelling up from the soul of I don't know whatever, but
yeah,
but it's that's the academic
and
definition.
It's academic, I understand it,
uh-huh.
But it's still that.
Oh, that's certainly it's that's a part that. Of it. That's the thinnest slice. I mean, there is oral tradition, but at the same time, and the contrast that struck me at the time was, if you go to, they used to have these things called record stores. You may remember them. They record stores had sections of a genre. You know, for the most part, taken over by rock or country, depending on what part of the country you are in, and folk was, you know, this label on this particular set of music, and very little of that fits the academic definition of folk at all. You know, you're especially since the days of you know, I recently, I would say within the last year or so, you know, was very late to the game of hearing the freewheeling Bob Dylan, which sounds to me, this is my reaction, that to folk music is the equivalent of what Birth of the Cool is to jazz.
Yeah.
It's laid out a template, which people have been following ever since.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, I picked up on all the people who were influenced by that and you know, did what I did
and
from
there.
And
we're influencing Dylan as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just the best known. And certainly, yes, I would say the icon, the model for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the one that really broke through into everyone's consciousness and continued to do so.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, breaking every genre barrier that he could think of,
right.
Anything he could do that would defy what people thought he was supposed to do, he did it.
Yeah.
And you know, and
go electric, and then when they complain, crank it up.
And now it's time for a gospel album.
Yeah.
And you know.
I ride the mail train, baby, can't buy a thrill. Well, I was up all night, baby, leaning on the windowsill. And if I die at the top of the hill, and if I don't make it, I know my baby will come. Don't the moon look good, mama, shining through the tree? Don't the brake man look good, mama, flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good going down over the sea? Don't my gal look fine when she's coming after me? Gone to the windows filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get across. I wanna be your lover, baby, don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I never warned you, but when your train gets I ride the mail train, baby, can't buy a thrill.
What?
Tell a story, Ken.
About what?
Anything.
I've already told the damn story. I'm down for the short version.
How about a joke?
I love jokes.
All right, we've done the regular knock-knock joke, right?
Knock-knock.
No, we've already done that. We've done that. Okay? So I'm going to tell this joke, all right? It's going to be a knock-knock joke.
But we didn't do it with all these people.
All these people have heard the damn thing.
I haven't heard the damn thing.
You haven't?
Yeah. No.
Go for it.
There's a lot of newbies here.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Cap.
Interrupting.
Boo! Okay, never mind. I have heard
you that. Have heard it. See?
But it was so much fun doing it.
Grab it from him.
Roll with the holy river running into the sea.
him take no more. I keep calling, but nobody hears. Been out for days, took some wrong turns, lost my way, don't know how to return. And while I am wondering, time has passed by and life won't stop for me. It's a river that flows and bounds me. Leave a little light on, show me how to find home. It's the only place for me. Leave a little light on, help me to find home. If you don't, my fate is sealed. Leave a little light on. Myself in control, the fear of loving and losing it all. And while I am worrying, time has passed by, and life won't stop for me. It's a river that flows endlessly. Leave a little light on, show me how to find home.
As you may have heard, that was Hans Jorck, and I wish I had the name of that fine flute player on that recording. But hopefully someone else who is in the Camp Stupid Song Circle on Friday, May 27th, will give me that information before the next episode, and then I can fill the rest of you in. Yay, Internet! Before that, Val D'Alessio, coming all the way from Seattle, sang Roll with the Holy River. And David Tinder, Kerrville hometown boy, sang a cover of Phoebe Snow, singing a cover of Bob Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. Sitting at the camp drum kit is Jeff Hufford, head honcho of the Taj Moo Hall, a sort of outpost of Camp Stupid. Moo is one of the endless in-jokes at the camp, and you got to hear a rousing interpretation of the knock-knock joke that made all that possible. Ken Gaines makes his internet home at kengaines.com. Hans York hangs his virtual hat at hansyork.com. And Val D'Alessio has a MySpace page that I've linked at thats.soundacious.com. That's going to do it for this episode. As always, you can subscribe to this show through iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back with more music and meanderings in 2 weeks. In the meantime, please take the time to go out and listen to some local music. Those guys need your ears. That's Soundacious is a production of the Soundacious Media Group, a tiny little family-owned media conglomerate on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. Look out! It's a bonus track!
I've got the key to Camp Stupid. Kind of crazy, because you don't need no key at all. I don't know where in the hell I'm going to put my key. Because tonight Camp Stupid ain't got no walls. Well, out in Camp Stupid, gonna have some fun. On the camp on a ranch that loves a big old set of drums, I got the key to Camp Stupid. Tonight I'm gonna have me a real good time. Yeah, I got the key. This is an old verse to Camp Stupid. Trying to see how stupid we can be. I must not be too damn stupid, cause bartender John been giving me all my drinks for free.
Spread that around.
Don't tell anybody, Ken Gaines says to me. Don't tell anybody you're gonna get your drinks for free. Don't tell nobody on the ranch. And that is, they can't come down here and they really know how to play.
Thank you, Gary. Keep it down.
I got the key. They can't be stupid. Ken Gaines told me I got to keep it down.
You got the key,
buddy. If I don't keep it down, there won't be no more Gary Sapone around. We have some good times down here. We're gonna have some more. Only camp I know of with a Walkman sitting out recording for a podcast on the floor. I got the key. Camp Stupid, just how stupid can we be?